Welcome, this is a Danny Byad masterclass on designing a chopped vinyl texture in Ableton Live 12 using an automation first workflow. It's a beginner friendly sound design tutorial for drum and bass at 174 BPM. In this lesson, you'll learn a practical, repeatable method to create that energetic chopped vinyl background using only Live 12 stock devices, sampler or drum rack slicing, beat repeat, grain delay, EQ, saturator, utility, and a small set of mapped macros so you can perform musical changes without heavy manual editing. What you will build: over 8 bars, you'll create a chopped vinyl texture that sits under a drum and bass loop at 174 BPM. It will include sliced melodic material played as rapid chops, layered vinyl crackle with subtle bow and flutter, real-time stutters and micro movement created by macro automation, and a bounce-ready rendered loop you can resample and reuse. Let's get started. Lesson overview and setup. Create a new live set and set the tempo to 174 BPM. Import a melodic or instrumental loop of 2 to 4 bars, something jazz, soul, a chord stab, or a field recording with harmonic content. Name the clip source loop. Duplicate that clip twice. One copy becomes the chopping source. Name it chop rack, and the other will be used for the crackle slash noise layer. Name it crackle. Slicing into sampler for fast chops. Right-click the source loop and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the dialog, pick a slicing preset of 1/16, or use Transients if your material is percussive, and choose Simpler Slice as the instrument. Live creates a drum rack with simpler slices and a MIDI clip. Open and play the MIDI clip. Those slices are mapped across MIDI notes and form your chopped source. Build an automation-first instrument rack. Group the drum rack devices into an instrument rack. After the instrument rack, add an audio effects rack. We'll map a handful of effect parameters to macros so you can control many things with just a few knobs. Insert, in this order, EQ8, saturator, grain delay, beat repeat, then utility. Open rack map mode and assign these macros. Macro 1, chop density. Map beat repeat interval from about 1/32 up to 1/8 and beat repeat chance from 0 to 100. Tighten the min and max so moving the macro yields musical changes. Macro 2, jitter. Map grain delay spray from 0 to around 0.3 and grain delay frequency over a small range. For micro shimmer and jitter. Macro 3, warmth. Map saturator drive from 0 to about plus 4 dB and EQ8 high shelf gain from minus 6 dB to plus 2 dB. Giving you a single control for edge and warmth. Macro 4, crackle vol. Reserve this to control the crackle track's volume later. Label and color the macros: chop density, jitter, warmth, crackle vol. Design the vinyl crackle layer. On the crackle audio track, load a vinyl crackle loop, or use a field recording. Add EQ8 and high pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 810 kHz to keep it textural. Add frequency shifter or light chorus to introduce slow pitch wobble. Set frequency shifter low, around 0.2 to 1 Hz, and mix lightly. Right-click the crackle track volume and map it to macro 4 in your instrument rack, so macro 4 raises and lowers the crackle level. Automation first arrangement. Switch to arrangement view. Place your MIDI clip from the instrument rack across 8 bars and duplicate as needed to cover the section. Reveal device parameters for the instrument rack and show the macros as automation lanes. Draw automation for each macro instead of editing dozens of device knobs. Key automation ideas to draw. Chop density macro 1. Draw stepped automation that jumps between low and high values rhythmically. Use tight steps at 1/16 or 1/32 intervals, so beat repeat and interval speed up during peaks. Jitter macro 2. Add short spice for grain delay spray. 1 bar or half bar bursts for chatter. Warmth macro 3. Make subtle continuous moves across the 8 bars, for example a small drive increase in bars 3 and 4. Crackle vol macro 4. Bring the crackle in on backbeats or fills. Keep it low. Typically between minus 15 and minus 6 dB, so it textures rather than dominates. Optional advanced slice control. You can automate which slices play without manually editing MIDI. Either map a simpler start parameter to a macro and step it to jump slice start points, or edit the MIDI clip pattern and use velocity or mapped macros to switch slices. Both give different flavors. Mapping lets you perform slice selection. MIDI editing lets you craft fixed rhythmic patterns. Add micro pitch wow and drift. Automate tiny pitch variations to simulate vinyl drift. Use simpler transpose or clip transpose and draw slow, small variations of about plus or minus 5 to 15 cents across bars. Alternatively, automate a frequency shifter on the instrument rack at very low rates. Use grain delay with small left/right delay times, 3 to 12 milliseconds. Spray from about 0.05 to 0.25, and a low dry/wet of 10-25% for short pitched grainy artifacts. Map grain delay spray and dry/wet to macro 2 for bursts. Dynamic chop gestures with beat repeat. Place beat repeat after the grain delay and saturator. Start with interval around 1/16, grid 1/32, gate 1/16, chance between 40 and 80%, and variation around 50. Use macro 1 to control chance and interval. When macro 1 rises, chance increases and interval shortens for intense chopping. Draw short automation bursts. Small staccato boxes on beats where you want the texture to explode. Glue, bounce and resample. When you're happy with the automation, freeze and flatten the group or resample the output to commit the CPU heavy effects into audio. Export or drag the flattened clip into a new audio track. You now have a rendered, bounce-ready chopped vinyl loop that you can slice again. Layer, pitch, or drop into your arrangement. Example starting parameter references. Saturator drive, 14 dB grain delay spray. 0.08-0.25 beat repeat interval, 1/16 to 1/32 for intense moments beat repeat chance, 0-100 mapped via macro crackle volume, minus 20 dB up to minus 6 dB on peaks frequency shifter, 0.20-0.8 Hz rate, mix 10-20%. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the crackle too loud. If it masks the mix, it's working against you. Keep it subtle and automated. Avoid mapping too many independent knobs. That defeats the automation-first approach. Use macros to simplify control. Don't run beat repeat at high chance and tiny intervals all the time. Use it in bursts, otherwise you'll lose groove. Remember to freeze or resample. Leaving every effect live will eat CPU and make resampling difficult. Check mono compatibility. Wide crackle or heavy chorus can change in mono. Listen in mono occasionally. Pro tips. Tighten macro mapping ranges so each move is musical, not extreme. Use the min/max mapping box in the rack. Use draw mode with grid set to 1/32 or 1/16 to create perfectly quantized stepped automation for rhythmic precision. Render multiple variants. Clean, chop heavy and crackle heavy bounces give you options while arranging. Layer a subtle low-passed version of the original loop underneath the chops for body. Sidechain the crackle to your kick so it breathes with the beat. If CPU is an issue, resample beat repeat bursts into audio and replace the live device with that audio. Mini practice exercise. Make 1 8-bar chopped vinyl texture and export it. 1. Load a 4-bar melodic loop and slice to simpler with 1/16 slicing. 2. Create an audio effects rack with EQ right arrow saturator right arrow grain delay right arrow beat repeat. Map beat repeat chance and interval to macro 1, grain delay spray to macro 2, and the crackle track volume to macro 3. 3. Draw automation so macro 1 jumps high on bars 3 and 7 for burst chops. Macro 2 spikes for a 1-bar jitter in bar 5, and macro 3 raises crackle only on the offbeats. 4. Freeze and flatten or resample the 8-bar result, and export a WAV named Chopped Vinyl EX1.WAV. Goal: produce one usable 8-bar loop you could drop under a drum and bass loop. Recap: you've learned a beginner-friendly approach to create a Danny Byad-style chopped vinyl bed in Ableton Live 12. The workflow: slice your source into simpler, build an instrument plus audio effects rack with a few mapped macros, use beat repeat and grain delay for stutters and microtexture, add a separate crackle/wow track, and draw automation lanes to create rhythmic motion. Freeze or resample your results to conserve CPU and produce arrangement-ready textures you can reuse. Final reminder, think of this texture as an instrument rather than background noise. Keep changes musical, energetic motion and vintage grit, less editing, more musical automation. Set up useful macro ranges. Draw deliberate automation and iterate until the texture sings with the rest of your track. Good luck, and enjoy designing your chopped vinyl textures.